Thank you for holding. Is this Ashley?
It is.
Hey, Ashley. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a very busy morning, but, you know, I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough, you know?
Right.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to apply a new in business credit. She basically said that she thinks if I can make things more affordable for you, you know, we may have a chance to work together and fill this handyman general contractor listing that we have available. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing aside from just the pricing? Okay. Tara told me you're using Home Advisor so right now. Like they're a pay per lead service. Do you like that service?
Yeah.
Is it working out for you?
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, yeah, it can be. The reason I asked about Home Advisor is because Home Advisor, they put themselves on Google. Kinda like what we're trying to do for you right now. They wouldn't have one of the local listings, but they have like the paid advertisements for big businesses. They actually show up underneath the local guys for the people in your area. So we would have you listed above them if you come on board today, but they put themselves on Google nevertheless, so that way they can get leads, and then they sell the leads to you. But they charge you more than what they get the lead for, obviously, and then they sell the lead to three or four other guys. So a lot of times you wind up paying a lead fee and you don't even get a job. You just pay, you know, a fee, basically. They're charging you whether you get the job or not. So I've worked with people who have used that service in the past, and what they found is that by listing themselves independently on Google, the customers can call them directly as a live call, and the leads don't go to three or four other people. They have a set bill each month, so they know what they're spending because they're not getting charged for each individual lead. It's just a flat monthly rate in order to have the placement. So the work that comes with it goes straight to you. We don't dictate the price based off of what you're making or what we think the job is worth. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yep. And our services are month to month, so everybody that's on that first page is coming back at their own will each month. I think that says a lot. You know, a smart business owner is not going to pay for something that's not profitable for their business each month. You know, they'd end up canceling it, right? So we did a study, and we actually found that 90% of the people that go on to Google and do a search for a handyman or a general contractor, they pick from the first page. They're not actually going to page two or page three. So, you know, that's where we're talking about placing you, where basically 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they hire somebody. Okay?
Right.
So it's not every day we can put you up there, though. You got to have the spot available, and that's why we're reaching out to you, is because you made it onto the qualified candidates list for the placement. Now, Tara sent a text message over to you a couple minutes ago before she transferred the call to me. It should be It should be a link to the pricing page.
Uh-huh.
And if you can click...
Well, I would have it... I'm driving right now.
Okay.
I'm driving out of town. So me being able to look at something right now on the telephone would be a little difficult.
Right. Well, I don't want to have you get in any kind of car accident either, but... The last time we had a listing available was over a year ago. I know you only been in business for a couple of months, but this could really change the outlook of your business moving forward. I mean, it's not like we're just throwing you up on Google. It's kind of a big deal. You know, you can't just put yourself up there whenever, and it's not every day you have an opportunity to change your business by, you know, 25-30% overnight. You know?
Right.
So if we can put you in front of your customers when they're looking for your services, it's going to make a big difference for you, because right now your next door neighbor's not even seeing you.
Right. So can you not explain it to me without me pulling that up?
Yeah. I just wanted you to see it, because normally for your industry and to cover you know, this kind of radius, you go Asheville, Fletcher, North Hills, kind of surrounding areas, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, that's the platinum package, where we would build your website for you, too. Tara requested that we get the website. So on that site that I sent you, the platinum package is advertised at $599 per month. Okay. But the reason she asked me to hop on the line is because she wants me to reduce that cost by 50% as part of a new in business credit. So you'd be looking at $299 month to month, no contract. So you don't have to make a long-term commitment. And that'll include the website too. Now that pricing structure, it's not just the first month. Okay, that's the kicker. So if you sign up with us today, you're actually going to keep the listing at half price for as long as you're with us. So if down the line our rates go up, you know, let's say that, you know, 6 months from now, that $599 package is actually now $699, you're still only going to be paying $299 in your service agreement for all those products and features. Okay, it's an A to Z campaign that she asked me to put you on. So what I mean by that is, you know, with the exception of Home Advisor and Angie, because you're already doing that, we would be covering all your other bases. So you'll have the Google listing, you'll be on Bing, you'll be on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Amazon Alexa voice search. Those directories have a relationship pre-existing with Google already. So by you getting this first page placement, you end up getting those directories as well at no extra charge to you. And you
right.
could still get clients from there as well. But like I said, 90% of your calls are going to come from that first page placement on Google. So.
Right.
I know you're driving down the road and you can't really see this. I wish you were looking at it because it'd probably be a no-brainer for you. But what do you think?
Yeah, I think it sounds, sounds better than what I'm doing with Angie Lee's. Home Advisors is now Angie Lee's.
Right. They're owned by the same company. Yeah, so all they're doing is doing this, and then they're selling you each lead individually. When, you know, if we put you up there, the customers can call you as a live call right off the first page after looking up one of your services. So they're already qualified. They have to look up your services in order to get your information, and then you get live calls, which is going to give you a lot better success rate than having to call a lead that's going to two or three other guys.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, I'm sure you'll love this. You'll probably wind up canceling them after a month or two.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but that's usually what my guys end up doing. You don't want to keep spending money on something you don't need.
Right.
So, I mean, being that it's month to month, you know, you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract, and I'm willing to approve that discount that Tara requested to get you going at the $299 month to month. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Right.
Okay, so okay. I have to create a Google My Business profile for you. Have you ever heard of that before? Okay. This is your Google business page, basically. So this is what people are going to see on the first page, okay? So what happens is Google is going to verify this information, and then they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. So what's the business street address that I could send that postcard to?
It's 51... Hall, P-A-U-L.
Hall.
Parker.
Parker.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I found it. In Weaverville, 28787?
Yes.
Okay. All right, it says it's going to take about 5 to 7 days to get that postcard in the mail. So what I'll do right now is I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension. I'll be here to help you through the campaign. I mean, if you're not making money, we're not going to make money, so I'm basically going to walk you through it. But when you get that postcard, I need you to either text or call me on that line. I need the 5-digit number on the back of it, so that way we can go ahead and verify and post your listing, okay?
Okay.
I'll be following up with you. Don't worry. We don't expect you to be computer savvy, but we do expect you to answer the phone calls and obviously try to generate as good of reviews as you can. You know, try to do a good job out there. What's your last name, Ashley?
Facebook's B as in boy, E-S-S-E-N-T.
Besent, B-E-S-S-E-N-T?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. And are you the sole owner of A&J Handyman now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then because of the discounts that I applied and getting you on board at the half price, and I'm locking that in for as long as you're with us, I got to send you the receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. What's your business email address?
M is in Michael.
Mm-hmm.
D is in dog. A is in apple.
Mm-hmm.
The word rocks, R-O-C-K-S.
Okay.
5270@gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you so I make sure we got it right. So, M is in Mary, D is in Darla, A is in Apple, and then rocks, R-O-C-K-S, 5270@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then what are your hours of operation for the business?
I answer the phone at any time.
Okay. I could leave it like 24/7 for calls, and then you could hash it out with the homeowner.
Right. I mean, we usually work during the day until about 6 or 7, but I answer the call after that. I answer the phone after that, too, so I don't really have a preference when they call.
Yeah, I can leave the little green icon activated 24 hours, so that way they could just basically call you any time after looking up one of your services, and then, you know, you can hash out the work hours on a case-by-case scenario. Maybe you want to stay later, or I know the sun goes down a little later here in the summertime once we switch back here. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, we could always just leave it like that, and then we could adjust it as we go. If you ever want to change that, you can just call in. Do you have, like, before and after photos somewhere of work that you've done in the past, or, like, a company logo I can use to customize your website?
Right now, we're still trying to come up with our logo and stuff, our business cards, and we're going to have professional shirts made and so forth, but right now, I do have pictures, but they're on my phone.
That's fine. That's fine.
You just happened to catch me at a bad time because we were driving out of town.
Hey, this ain't my first rodeo. You know, every business owner that I work with is a business owner, so they're out in the field a lot of the times when we catch them, and most of the time when I'm communicating with them in the future as a current client, you know, you're probably going to be out and about too. That's the point, you know, as we do this stuff back here, and you got to make moves out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the business relationship is all about, you know. So we could take care of things online in the home territory, and then you obviously got to do all the heavy lifting portion of it and collecting the bag. So I sent you the email address. When you get time in that text message field, obviously save my number, but then there's that email in there. You could usually just click on the photo, and then it'll tell you to send via email. It gives you options to either text it or email it when you click on the photo to send it to somebody. And then you could just plug in that email. You could just plug in that email address, and it'll send them all over. And then I have graphic designers that can help you with the logo. So that's why I was asking, is I want to have you sit down and do a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule allows. But they'll interview you on the business. We'll go over all the services that you offer and the service area that you want to cover with your ad. And then they'll build the website, pick your brain on how you want that to look, and getting that information from you. So usually that's about a 20 to 30 minute call, but we ask for an hour window in order to get it completed. What's a good time where I could have a technician contact you to walk you through it?
Today that's hard. I mean, like,
we could schedule it for tomorrow.
Right. Because I'm going to be driving until about 6 or 7 this evening.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a long ways. Okay. Well, what about tomorrow? I mean, I can do any time between 11 a.m. Eastern Standard all the way up till 6 and 7 is the last one.
Let me steal that 6 o'clock spot.
You want to do the 6 and 7 tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you an invitation to your Gmail there, just as a calendar invitation, and then I'm also going to send you a text message tomorrow 1 hour before, so at about 5 o'clock, and I want to just confirm if that's still a good time for you. If something pops up or changes, we could always reschedule it, but I want to make sure that we get the client interview knocked out as soon as possible. I don't want to waste a day of service. That could be a big job or a potential big job or a phone call that we're missing, you know? So I want to get it all listed and up and running as quickly as possible. Just in the last 30 days, the handyman keyword in this area has 1,812 searches, so we really need somebody up there that's, you know, ready to take on some new clients.
Right.
Okay. And then, so I have that scheduled. I just sent you the invitation to your Gmail. It's going to be tomorrow, the 12th of January, 2022, between 6 and 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
Okay, so you should have that invitation there. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the listing. Take it off the board. That way it's not going to any other competing companies in the meantime. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Okay, right now, I get paid cash by a lot of my people, and because of the fact I'm having to drive my wife out of town for a play, she got dog bit, and we're having to deal with plastic surgeons and stuff right at this moment, unfortunately, I have a pocket full of money, but I have not had an opportunity to go make a bank deposit. So I'm kind of screwed in that area.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, if it's something that you're sure you want to do, obviously get the website, get everything launched, and capitalize on that first page placement. What I can do is I can do a post date for you, especially in light of your situation. I wouldn't normally do this, but I had my sister get her nose bit off by a lab, believe it or not, and they're supposedly the nicest dogs ever, but she had to get her whole nose reattached. She got a scar across the bridge of her nose from it. Happened when she was a baby. But,
yeah, with her eye and her right side of her lip. And
What I was thinking, Ashley, is I can gather the billing information, and then I could set it up to process later today. That way you have time to, you know, get her taken care of, obviously, and then go make a deposit, so that way you're not missing the placement. Because, like I said, it's been over a year since the last time we had a spot open in this area for the handyman and general contractor category. I wouldn't want you to miss that window. Because you're going through a hard time right now.
Right. And let me clarify this 100%.
Yep.
You did say the price will never change. It'll stay the same. I know what's coming every single month.
Exactly.
Because that's my downfall with Angie Leeds, is Angie Leeds pulls out money here and there and everywhere, and
right.
Half the time I don't get the job.
Right. Yeah, so just to be clear, you only get charged one time per month for this Google listing. It's $299. So you won't get any additional charges. No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. No matter how many leads, clicks, or calls you get. Okay, it's just $2.99 one time per month. So if I sign you up today on the 11th, you wouldn't get set to get billed again until the 11th of February, and it'll stay in that discounted price, $2.99. It won't go up on you.
And this is listed on Google.
The first page of Google. So if you do a search right now, if you type in handyman, remodeling contractor, renovations contractor, any of the services you offer, you'll see a map that pops up, and then there's only a handful of guys right underneath that as the top recommended options for that service. You'll be in there. A&J Handyman Now.
Okay. Here's the thing. I can't guarantee the money. It's already 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Her appointment's at 2, and then I'm back on the road again. So you would have to definitely wait to run the card until tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Because I can't guarantee that I'm going to run into a PNC bank between here and there. It's because it's interstate the whole way, and I'm not going to take time out to search a PNC bank. So, I mean, I'd love to do it, but you wouldn't be able to run the card until tomorrow, that's for sure.
Okay, what time are you thinking tomorrow? Because I'm going to set it up to auto-process. I'm not going to be running payment myself. We actually put the billing information into a merchant processing, so it encrypts it. So I won't even be able to see the information. We input it, it exits it all out, and then we set it to process at a set time.
Okay. I live near one, so I can do it when I get close to home. It's just not going to happen, like, right now.
Okay, well, I have your client interview set between 6 and 7 tomorrow, so as long as we could get the account activated prior to then, but I would rather take care of it in the morning. Do you think you'd be able to have it in there by noon?
Yeah, we'll set for that.
You want to do it between noon and 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. So I got to gather the billing information. That's the only way they'll let me secure the listing and take it off the board and do this post-date. So in terms of securing the first month's payment, did you want to do that with like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name or the business?
Yeah, it's Melissa Besson.
Oh. Okay. And she's with you there, right?
We pulled over at the store because both of us have to use the bathroom. So if we could wrap this up pretty quick, it'd be
okay. I'm ready for you. Give me the numbers.
0653.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/24.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
960.
Okay, so
and
this is going to...
That's a handyman now.
It says it on it? You okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, my wife just got in the car.
Oh, okay. But it says Handyman Now on it?
Yes, my bank card says Handyman Now.
Okay. Now, I just want to confirm, okay, this is just a 60-second recording for your protection. Okay? So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
A&J Handyman Now Services.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title?
Ashley Besson. And I'm the owner, I guess. I mean,
okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of A&J Handyman Now Services?
I am, because my first name is Melissa, and it's registered to Melissa Besson, and I'm also Melissa Besson.
Okay. Just making sure. And then, obviously, you're an authorized user on the billing of the account. Correct?
Yes, they have Ashley.
So it's Melissa Ashley. That's it. Okay.
No, it's not. So don't write it that way.
Okay.
It's Melissa D. Bentley, and I go by Ashley since I was very little.
Okay. I got you. So I'm going to, on the billing information, because it's considered a write-off, it's considered a business expense when you put yourself on Google. So all your legal paperwork will say Melissa D. Bessant, but I'll always call you Ashley. My reps will always call you Ashley, okay?
Right.
All right.
Because I promise you, if you ask for Melissa, you're probably not going to get to talk to me.
Okay, I understand. Well, I like being called John, even though it's Jonathan. I just feel like somebody's, you know, my mother's yelling at me when I was a child. So
right.
I like going by
right,
John.
Right.
So I understand that part. And it says your payment for, or, and hiring us as your Google marketing representative, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us and your clients?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, that's just for your protection. I don't want somebody randomly touching your website without you giving me consent or letting me know about it. Okay, if somebody's touching stuff back there, I'm going to basically call you and ask what's going on. But if you let me know ahead of time, then, you know, I won't panic. Okay, and then it says,
right,
your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged tomorrow, January 12th of 2022, between 12 and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package service. I've included a website for you at no extra charge, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your programming. This new in-business discount is an indefinite discount, so as long as you're with us, you'll get that discounted pricing structure of $299. You're not binded to a contract, so you can discontinue or cancel at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop the billing cycle. Either way, we do not charge a cancellation fee or penalty if you do decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Ashley. All right, so you're all set to go. I'm going to let you get back to your day, get hers squared away, and then I'm going to circle back with you tomorrow between 6 and 7 for the client interview. When your payment clears between 12 and 1, you're going to get a text message confirmation and an invoice receipt. So that's how you know the payment went through. If it doesn't go through, then I'll be following up with you. We got to get that squared away before the client interview. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you soon. If you need anything, you have my number in there, too. Just feel free to call me. It's in your text.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ashley. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.